Even before the pandemic struck, rural American communities were suffering, and the blow from this new downturn could hurt even more. But a new book is optimistic that small towns can thrive if they learn to embrace the innovations of the future. I spoke with Dawn Albrick, author of Building a Resilient 21st Century Economy for Rural America. Albrick is the director of the Western Rural Development Center at Utah State University.
For decades, many rural communities have been experiencing demographic and economic decline. This is primarily a consequence of industries that rural communities have historically been dependent on, things like logging, mining. And the primary reason for this is because of improved technology. The coal mining economy, we have about one-tenth as many employees in coal mining as we had a century ago. We're producing way more coal with a much smaller workforce. And so what you have is that communities that were traditionally dependent on one of these industries has just seen fewer and fewer jobs available. As a consequence, what typically happens is that young people grow up, like me. I grew up in one of these small towns. There was simply no jobs available. And so I went away, went to college, and have never been back. And there's thousands of people like me throughout the country that this same process has occurred. The average male is making less money now than they made in 1973 in constant dollars. And so people are working hard, but they're not making ends meet anymore. And so, you know, just gradually over time throughout the country, you can see it in rural areas everywhere. There's just growing anger because they're working hard. They don't see any way out.
And so was Donald Trump able to fulfill his promises to try and bring back some of those rural jobs?
No. Since his election, the number of jobs in these industries, logging, mining, coal mining, oil and gas, the number of jobs has continued to go down. And the reason is because his proposed solutions don't get at the cause why we're losing these jobs in the first place. Like I mentioned, the reason that these jobs are declining is because of technology.
How have federal policies ignored rural America? Was it a certain party that has been sort of neglecting rural issues, or is it both political parties? Can you explore that?
I think, frankly, that both parties have done nothing to benefit rural America. I think both parties have been seeking to get reelected, and where the majority of Americans live is urban areas, and so they've been shooting their policies. Frankly, I don't think they've done much of anything that's going to benefit rural America.
Yeah, and I wonder if you can talk a little bit more about some of the economic disadvantages that rural places have. And then also, what are the advantages of living in rural places?
The disadvantages have always been its distance. The problem is that it's just a long, long ways to where the markets and the consumers are. If you are a medical doctor, there's just fewer people, and you can't have a specialist, you can't be a heart surgeon in rural Wyoming because there's just not enough people with bad hearts. And so what I see a vast silver lining in all of this, and that is with modern information and communication technology, it is now possible for somebody to live in a rural community and market their products or market their skills globally. I think that the COVID pandemic has just made this even more apparent. There are millions and millions of Americans who are working from home. Why can't this home be in rural Wyoming? Why does it have to be in Silicon Valley, California, where the job is? Or why does it have to be in New York, where the boss is, where the company is? Why can't you live in one of these beautiful Western communities and do your work over the computer like you've always done? That's the opportunity for the future, that instead of trying to refind and rebuild these economy, these industries why not, in addition to that, instead of trying to bring back jobs that just simply aren't there, why don't we attract some of this growing number of people that have geographically mobile jobs and can, because of all the advantages and benefits, you know, it's beautiful, it's quiet, it's peaceful. You can walk out your backyard and fish or hunt.
Why should Americans care, urban Americans care, that rural America is suffering so much?
I don't think the people in New York or Denver or Salt Lake want everybody living there. They're already crowded and polluted enough. It's going to benefit urban areas as well. They have enough people already. And so why not spread some of these places out? Secondly, urban people need to recognize that their food, their energy, all of these things come from rural America. And it's got to come from places where people live, because most of our, you know, a lot of our food is still produced in rural America. And we need rural communities to support these people. And we need to make these viable, resilient, great places to live. And then I think a third reason is because they're home. I grew up in a small rural community in southern Utah. That is my home. That is where my roots are. That is where my parents and my grandparents and my great-grandparents are buried in the local cemetery there. I don't want this place to die. I love my hometown.
That was Don Albrick, author of Building a Resilient 21st Century Economy for Rural America.